ABC Radio Australia.
Well, advocates who had been pushing to change the name of Cook Islands say they're working on a compromise solution after facing backlash from the overseas Cook Island community, including here in Australia. The name change suggestion was first announced back in March. The idea was to come up with something that better reflected the nation's Polynesian heritage rather than a nod to its colonial history. But now, instead of changing the English name, the Cook Islands will simply add a traditional name in the Cook Islands Maori language, as Jordan Fennell reports.
Cook Islanders have spent the past 2 months submitting their ideas for renaming their country to the Cook Islands Name Change Committee. That's led to 192 options that the committee has to narrow down to just one. Danny Mataroa, the committee chairman, says the best ones have to be easy to pronounce, have a story, and have a connection to their Cook Islands heritage.
There's one that comes to mind right now is Atea. Simple, it means the whole kingdom of God is here on our island. The whole vastness, the ocean, the skies, the heavens above, the mountains, the birds, everything. It's like the Garden of Eden.
Pa Upokotini, also known as Queen Pa, is a traditional queen in Rarotonga and started the push to officially change the English name this year. The 72-year-old says she's been waiting long enough to see this happen.
I feel that it's timely now. It's time that we need to, you know, have our own local traditional name.
Mr. Mataroa says it's time Cook Islanders show they mean business when talking about keeping their culture alive.
We, at this time in our history, you know, we've been self-governing for 50 years. We should be old enough to make our own decision and change.
But in March, when the news of the potential name change travelled around the world, the overseas communities of Cook Islanders were firmly against the idea. Farina Tuaiti is the culture leader at the Cook Islands Community Services Victoria, based in Melbourne, and says her community voiced their concern.
Yeah, we all, like, within our community here in Melbourne, we have a small Cook Island community too, like, you know, how we all get together, go to church and all that. No one agreed. You know, we all thought that was stupid. We thought, what are they thinking? Think that they should focus on better things than trying to spend time to fight or to get a name change.
She says that the Cook Islands name is now part of their identity.
I think it's really wrong. We've been known as the Cook Island for so many years, and we're just so used to having Cook Islands and to change it, and I think it's a wrong move.
Due to the pressure from these communities, the traditional leaders have decided to leave the English name as it is and instead just add on a traditional name. But Ms. Tuaiti says she is against the idea of any name change and says the Cook Islands government should be spending their time and money on more important issues like healthcare.
You notice that a lot of people from the Cook Islands, like, you know, diabetes and all this stuff and the sickness, most of them are transported to New Zealand. Why? Because the Cook Islands don't have the equipment. They lack on their health, like in the hospitals and all that.
Despite the pushback, Mr. Mataroa says there is support for an additional traditional name, and after approval from the Name Change Committee, a proposal and budget for the project has been submitted to the Cabinet for further approval. If it gets the go-ahead, the next step will be to decide the process of how the name will be ratified. And although the idea of a referendum has been floated, Mr. Mataroa prefers consultations with the individual constituencies.
The choosing of the name still comes down to the committee, and that's going to be taken out all around the 25 constituencies in the Cook Islands, the 12 inhabited islands.
He says even though they may potentially get a new additional traditional name, he will never stop fighting to change the English one.
We talk about them sailing the waka, sailing the ocean, using the stars, the moon, the sun, the ocean, the birds, the clouds, the wind direction, and yet our name doesn't say that.